base 7 Toft Jim Pavov, our emotional lamp and shlita.
Kosher Magid writes in the Sefer Roides Yisrael that the Yid, Skim Trosh Chodesh Sivan, he should follow the Parsha, in Parshas Yisrael, in Parshas Mishpatim, he should know every single day what happened then, Peshas Namad Har Sinai, because we should know, understand that the Pusik says, B'yoy Mazei, says Rashi, B'chol Yoy, Yi B'lei Kradushin. It means that every year, when we have these days, Chodesh, Baisim, Shosh Ma'agbule, we relieve those kedushas and we are zoicha to this kedusha, like them, the Manazay as well. Today it's called Yom Amichas. Why is Yom Amichas? Because today I used to say to Klal Yisrael, the parasha, Atem Ti Elim Amleches Gehan and Begoy Kudish, Klal Yisrael became a Goy Kudish. So it's called Yom Amichas. It's a famous word from the Heilige Rishne. Rishna said, what's the end of Yom HaMichas? Give a mush for Yom HaMichas. It says, a king once asked a few painters to come, four painters, should come and paint and make his palace, the ballroom and his palace should be, look nice. So he asked, one painter should make the right wall, one should make the middle wall, the left wall, the fourth wall, and the one who made the best wall will get the prize. Yeah? See that story, yeah? So this is one of the painters came with all the biggest beautiful paints, and he painted a waterfall. Why is it one waterfall? The other person painted a lovely shiny view. In the dritte, so I made the waterfall. I made the. Nice, the flowers and the trees and the grass and the view, whatever. And the fourth painter, he wasn't doing anything. And they were wondering, now's the time to do the nice job to get the prize. So what's going on? So why are you sitting with? Why are you waiting? Well, it's a few days before the end of the time. He comes and he sandpapers the whole the wall. He makes it like gloss paint. And the other three walls reflected on this fourth wall. So the king came along. The king saw the four walls. Here was a waterfall. Here was scenery. Here was nice flowers and plants. And on this fourth wall, all three walls reflected. It looked beautiful. He won the prize, the one who made the fourth wall. Says the Heilige Rishne of Yom HaMichas, Yom HaMichas, a person has to refine himself that the Yichas of the three others should reflect in it. That was the person's got, every Yid got the Shoyrish of a Rumovini. We say in Davening, Vugan Avruam. Every single Yid has got the roots to the Omas HaKadosh. The problem is that the Guf, the physical body, the Gashmas, the Ketavas, they disturb the reflection of the Omas HaKadosh. What's Yichas? Yichas is the Pshat. A person refines himself, and the Koyach of the Schiss of the Omas reflects into him. So this was the Achuna of Matan Torah. We were talking about the Torah, so the first day they came to Har Sinai. The second day, Kesh Buch said, Atem Tim, Lechis Geharim, and Goy Kudosh. How can it be? In one day, you can become a Goy Kudosh, and Lechis Geharim. The Torah says, but now we have high roots in our Omas. It's our avoid to be able to refine ourselves, that the other should be able to reflect in us. I once heard the Malta Gemushkin, there was an American, the big mashkich, it was called Rav Moshe Wolfson. He had a chushim elech, he lived in the American Borough Park, he's got a kehillah. And I once heard from him, he said, he has to realize that the minna of Hashem is in every single yid. The minna is there, it's there. It's in the genes of a yid. He has to refine himself of the genes of a minna of Hashem should come out. He gave a mushel, the spider. Who told the spider to make such a beautiful web? We don't want to have the webs in our house. But you can't make the web. It's involving a chok, but you can think. The spider with the spire, it's matter of a web. It told us, it's for me in the high. I'm going to start the web. It's for me in the high. Oh, it's beautiful, a nice web. Who told the spider? It's in the genes of the spider to make a web. Nobody teaches him. So the yeet bears as well. The genes are in them. His genes, a bit of Hashem, a bit of the toilet. It's only the Gashmi to the sea deck, call it up. A person refines himself, he sandpapers himself, he makes himself glass, he makes himself a spiegel, like a mirror. So all the obstacles reflect into the. This is the heart that you took in by sin. And today the Eden said to the Eibishter, call Hashem Hashem Nase, tonight. So it's like, not so, we have to relive the history, we have to relive what happened there. Every day we learned the parsha, today was Imam Yichas, today we even said Nase. It's a mitzvah, according to the Rabban, it's a mitzvah's Esser, to remember Mamad Har Sinai. Very important. After davening, many people say it, but the Rabban, it's according to the Rabban, it's a mitzvah's Esser, and the law to remember Mamad Har Sinai. Rak, the Shumel Lechu is Boi Yashchum Oid. Be very, very careful. Pen Tishkach, lest you forget that Ruben Hashem Ruben Neichu, the things that your eyes saw. Pen Yisich Mavachu, it's going from your heart, God. Kol Chol Nachiechu, where that of Levan Neichu, Levan Neichu, Levan Neichu, teach your children and your grandchildren, what? Yoyim Hashem, Umaratu, Levan Neichu, Hashem, and Nechiechu, Bechoyim. Remind, Kallis, remind your children, your Eichach, there was a man on Asina, Bamoy, Hashem, Malay, and Hashem said to me, Hakli Asorom, Vashmir Esnavua, I will let them listen here to my words. Asher Yilmedin, this will teach them, Liyir Yoshi, Kol HaYomim, Asher Chaim Radu, Asher Yilblai Yilamaitim. It's a thing, Valti Yipusik, Lai Saida, we make a Saida, we simply say, Mitzrayim, we tell it to our children. According to the Rambam, also according to the Rambam, it's a Chiev, to teach our children Mamad Har Sinai every single day, especially Shias, especially time when we renew again this Indian, but Kabbalah today, what's so great of Mamad Har Sinai? Mamad Har Sinai, I saw in a Rechaim HaKudosh, a Chiddush, I thought it was a Chiddush, I realized, how should a Chiddush? Rechaim HaKudosh says, V'yayid Hashem, Al Har Sinai, Al Moshe Ho. So as the Rechaim HaKudosh, V'yayid Hashem, Al Har Sinai, Al Rashiha, it's a double illusion. Says the Rabbi, Yahya Hashem, Hashem came down, Al Har Sinai. Har Sinai jumped up. Yahya Hashem, Al Har Sinai. Har Sinai came up, and then Rashiha. Kiddush, says the Rabbi, although the Har Sinai is a doimah, it's a rock, it became lively, and it ran up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I thought it was a Kiddush. And I realized not Kiddush. Hayom Ruva Yunus, Hayan Yisrael Lucha, Haruven, Rokti, Ka'ayin, Gehuas, Kinari, Zorg, we're saying hello, yeah? Says the Rambam, it's not a Mushel, it's Mamash, just like Hayan, just like Hayan, Ruva, Yunas, Kriyas, Yamsen, Hayan Yisrael Lucha, it's not a Mushel, it's Mamash, it happened. Haruven, Rokti, Ka'ayin, the mountains, getanzt, like Ayin, Gehuas, Kinari, Zorg. So Mamash, the whole Doimah, the whole, The Har Sinai became lebedik, it started jumping. And as the Pusik says, we say the Pusik, we don't realize the Pusik. The Pusik says, here, the whole Lechoy Lev Lyoy Mashlishi, ביום השלישי, יד שם לעין לכל ההום, על הר סיני, ביום השלישי, ביום שבוע יקר. Like he coined us a hukim. Normally in the schools, in the chadur, they make a picture of the Harsinai. They make it like a bag Harsinai, nice Harsinai, with little flowers and grass, like a fence. And they coined us a hukim, made like a hukim in the sky. The pusuk is not damnish. He coined us a hukim, but ulam kumen lo, but kosher, stop, slowly. We should have pusuk for the whole. The he members to Shibasa Boyke, that he coined us a hukim, but kumen lo, the whole mountain was full of flames. It says, you should be beside yourself. That the Ushan came up like Ushan, like a Ushan's kitchen, English Kimshan.
A furnace
is the biggest heat, yeah? Kimshan is the biggest heat. But Yala Shun said, the picture they make of the Haida, the small little Sinai, little grass, little nice fence, you know? Because it's a vacuum in the sky. It's not a real picture. The whole Sinai became Lebedeek, and the whole Sinai became like a flame, like a fire of a furnace. But yet the whole mountain trampled. Says the Rabban, like an earthquake. The whole heart started shaking. And then we find later in the parsha, after says the Dibris, in Parsha Yisroel, the Torah says, Vayomer, the whole of Rome is a coin slap in them, the school of Shoyfer, the Sahar Usham, they jumped back 2,000 amas, 5 amas. So it was a revolting, a pachet. It was like an earthquake, a fire. And we find also the passage where Schanon Torah writes as well again. The Torah writes. Torah writes here. I dama Hashem lachem toichu aish. Also the pasuk carries on. Oh, that tells us shom lechush b'ashpo tradition. Don't forget du ashru aneichu. The daughter of Levi said, "Tell the children this time. Tell them yoyv shemat kafir. How Hashem made the gevaltige mamma das sinai. Why? I think of the time in Tarsoha, v'ha boyer bu aish arv laiva shemoyim." The Torah brings out the fire. We see the secret, we don't realize. The picture should be, let's make a new picture. Let's make a picture of a mountain and fire and trembling and an earthquake. It mounted all this fire. And then the Medrash says that it was quiet. The whole world was quiet. They didn't hear a bird. And all of a sudden you heard an Oich Hashem Elokeichu. The Eden heard Hashem himself talking. Why is it so important to give over Mamad Har Sinai? Why is this the Lamatu Melil Kol Yom Hashem Chag Al Adomo? Says the Rambam, a Chiddush. We normally think, look, as Pesach, as a Yom Tov of a Minna. Pesach, we know, it's Mitzrayim, the Esamakis. We have Pesach, we have Kriyas Yamsim, we have Hashem Moshe Avdo. The Yom Tov of Pesach, the Yom Tov of a Minna. The Yom Tov of Shviyas, Kamur Shatoyim. That's normally the way we look at it. The Rambam said a Chiddush, that although the Yidden believed by Tis Mitzrayim and the Kriyas Yamsim, it was still missing the true Minna. The minna that he got, that he can't turn away from minna, was Mamad Har Sinai. Why? Because his Mitzrayim, anyway, was all nisim. They didn't actually hear Hashem himself. They saw the nisim, faulting a nisim, faulting a Kriyas Yamsim, a Seis HaMakis. Of course, they saw a Yad Hashem. But still, somebody had given up a Koyrus, a Novi Sheker, and he'll do other nisim. It's still possible to have to make a person use their minna. But here, Say 100,000 men and children and women, 2 million people were standing in Mount Sinai, and the whole heart became like fire, and the heavens opened up, and they heard Hashem's coil. The pussy says, the Yidden actually heard. In this gewaltige Mount Sinai, they heard the voice of Hashem lekeichu lo yelchu. So heard Hashem himself talking. So this is the shoyus that he called. It's impossible. I think I saw myself with my own eyes. Is it possible to take away that minna? Says the Rambam, the minna of the Mamad on Sinai, it brings him stronger than his Mitzrayim. So then after Sinai Soim and Rav Kish, Shvius, that's Mashlem, that completes the minna of his Mitzrayim. The Zoyakush asked about the Kasha. We find Pesach, we're not allowed to eat chumetz. Bali ruhe, bali musa, we take the chumetz, we burn it. Why? Pinkt of Shvius, which is a zagewaltige tug, the only day in the year we bring steyer lechem, a mincha of chumetz. Normally, kibos oim chol the mash, loy satiri ish in Hashem. Don't bring chumetz in the Besmikdash. Hold it. Why? Because chumetz is yet so hunger. No place for chumetz in the Besmikdash. Hold it. Aber Shvius, the day of Matan Teure, they brought in the Besmikdash, steyer lechem of chumetz. Why? Ask the Zoya. If Chumetz is Yitzhahara, the day of Matan Torah when Yitzhahara, the Pesach is Yamusa and Yitzhahara was completely seized, no Yitzhahara, they said Gassim and Nishma, the whole Yitzhahara went away, how big this day? It says every year when Eden, Leimish, Torah, Hashem reckons it with Mamad HaSinai, and Rav says, Mokul Nahal Vayras, can he have never sinned? So pick this day, we should make Tech Shtayah Lech in the Yitzhahara, what's Pshat? Ask the Zoya. The Zoya answers the Terets, you have to understand the Terets. The Zoya answers, Mushel, a king, had a Ben Yuchid, and his Ben Yuchid was very unhealthy, wasn't well. So the king said, his child shouldn't eat anything. He called the doctors, only his healthy food, and all food that's not healthy should be taken out of the house. Only healthy food. So he gave him the healthy food, and then he came back to his koiches, after it became well, now you're allowed to eat everything. So the Zoya, on Pesach, we have come out of Mitzrayim, we were missing a minute. The world did not eat anything, no chumetz, only matzah, which is called the machel of the fear, the machel of the minna. After Pesach, we've eaten 7 days, only matzah, no chumetz. Now, Shvius, we're allowed to eat chumetz. That's what the Zoya answers. I'm going to ask Pshat, what's Pshat? If chumetz is yet so hard, what's the answer? What's the tenets? Another thing, very interesting. The Pusik says, you should never bring chumetz in the Mishmiddish, and even call righteous. The Birch Bekirin, the Yom Bekirin, which is the Birch Hadush of Hashem, the Birch Hadush of Hashem, which is saying, it's hard to Lechem, a vice until that 50th day, the Birch Hadush of Hashem, what's Birch Hadush of Hashem, that's Shalechem. The Yom Bekirin, we mention a Misser, the Yom Bekirin, which we say, the Yechivchem, Birch Hadush of Hashem, it's Shalechem. Even Shalechem, it's the Pusik, Kom Reishis, Shalechem, the Kriv, the Yom Hashem, Weil es Bayach lo yayin le yayach. Even when Shvius is unlike other Minchas. Normally a Minchas, you take a kemitze, you take a handful, and the handful goes in the Mesmik, and it's Bayach. But here, by the Shtar Lechem, it was completely eaten by the Kehanim. None of them shouldn't go in the Mesmik. Because it's Chumetz. So the Pusik says clear, it shouldn't go in the Mesmik. Says the Zoya says, we take the Shtar Lechem, and we make it, Shtar Lechem on the Mesmik. The Chayyim, as Reb Chaim Vital, it's verkehrt the Pusik. The Pusik says clear, Kom reis de kri yoyis de Hashem, ve ala mezbayach, lo yare le reich. It shouldn't go on the mezbayach. How can the Zoya say that the child never goes on the mezbayach? So we have two kashas. One kash is, what's the pshat in the tenet of the Zoya, the bushel of the prince, who had to become healthy, then he's got to eat everything. They will out to eat chumas as well on Shvius. I will bring Shtar Lechem on Shvius. Why? At the end of the day, it's Yitzhahara. Why should we bring Shtar Lechem as a Heilige Tug of Matan Torah? And there's another kasha. How can the Zoya say that Shtar Lechem is brought on the Mizbayah? The Torah says clear it shouldn't be on the Mizbayah. The Tenet says, Rechang, which is Mazbah, what's up in the Rambam? The Rambam says that Yidin had their minna in Mitzrayim, but they were still missing their minna. How can they be missing their minna? We know that Yidin, Hashem, and Moshe Abdel, what were they missing? Says the Chanukul, the Gewaltig Zach, Abad and Yidin believed in Moshe Rabbeini, they believed in the Torah, they believed in the Eibishter, but they should believe that the Eibishter can speak to a person in a physical body. It should have a Keisha, Hashem should speak to a person who is still in the Gashmistic body. That was very difficult to understand. Yidin couldn't have the proper minute, they didn't have a minute. But to have a minute that Hashem maybe speaks to the Shomer, the other body, and the Shomer speaks to Hashem. But no, Hashem can speak to a Nuvi in this world when he's in the physical body, that was schwer to understand. But now in the Sinai, the Yin saw how Moshe Rabbeinu still is alive, and the Ayin speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Yin also has Hashem's voice, but the Yin is the show went out. The Yimu tells the show went out that we revived again. But Moshe Rabbeinu heard Hashem's call and he stayed alive. That brought the Yin to a minute to believe the oil in the Viz, that Shaykh, to have a minute, that Shaykh, to have a Gashmistic body, and Hashem should speak to the Gashmistic body. What's Pshat? The philosophers from other nations, even when they had their minute in the Rochnias, it was all till Gashmias. Okay, there's Rochnias, there's supernatural koiches, but to understand that the Gashmistic gift of a person is also the mass of the eights and Rochnias, that was difficult to understand. Nowadays, even in science, they know that even the Gashmistic piece of wood is full of atoms, full of life. Before, and so it's, even in science today, we see that the gaseous is not so gaseous as it looks. It looks like a stone, and it's full of life. With the microscope, with the scientific ways, they see that everything is living. But we know that before the Goyim told us that, because all the Sumerite, it's high, holy in its choices, highly in its choices. Nothing in the world can exist without Hashem. And even a piece of earth, a piece of sand, a piece of hot wood, it's all, look, even a stone, looks like Neumann, it's all as chis of the Eibishter. Even the Gashmistic body of a person, be'etz mitzrochnias, that was the minute they got the mass from Baron Sinai. About the Mitzrayim, they had a minute, the Eibishter creates the world, he created the world, he rules the world, he can break the Gashmias, make all the Nisim, he can split the Yam, about it. But to realize that even the Gashmias is Rochnias, that a person can be a Zoy Heilig, a Moshe Ish or a kin, a person can be an Ish, a Gashmi, the person that spill in the Gashmias in the body to speak to the Eibishter. The Pusik says in Pashto Eschal, today we saw that the Eibishter can speak even to a Gashmias in your body, says the Pusik. And the person can live, that was the special minute that they got the Mahmoud Arsina. Oh, Pusik says, today we saw, Hein het wunne a shem le kaini. Es kvoi do, es gom shlom tuk vayish. Ki reini ki en dame le kim es udam vachoy. That was the chiddish. Udam, udam means a dumme. Udam means a lush a dumme. Udam also means a dame le elio, like compared to the Eibish. Udam has got two translations. Udam means a dumme, earth. And even the Adumu is a dame le elio, like compared to the Eibish. That was the chiddish of Mamadis. That's why the whole mountain became fire. What was the angry nest has to be for a reason? What was this big nest that the whole earthquake and the whole mountain became into fire? Like a furnace. What was this vision? This vision was to teach that even the earth, even the Abdullah, even the Ulla, the Damal Elyon. That was the Gemaltiga minister, although they had a minister in Mitzvah. But now when they see that Yubat and Torah, in a day when the Torah comes down in this world, meaning, the Torah was there in heaven, in Himmel. The Malachim wanted to have the Torah. So Hashem says, no, I want Torah on this world. Why? A person takes an oil, a fan from a behaiva, makes it into tefillin, that's like a heilig. You take a gashmis, you make it into a heilig. You take a cloth of a behaiva, a skin of a behaiva, you make it into parmet, it's a sign for Torah. You take an esrig, a lilev, that's a heilige mitzvah. Here about the Torah, Hashem took the Shemayim and he connected it to the Uretz. The Shemayim came down to the Uretz. It's a place where heaven and earth met together. The Abishah took the Shemayim and put it down till the Mount Sinai. And the Mount Sinai became Ram Takurish Burchi. What was this in the nest of all the mountain? The mountain started dumped to the Abishah. There wasn't an idea of the nest to show that it's all Achdus. Hashem Lamal and the mountain Lamatu, they jumped to the Abishah. That shows Achdus. That shows that even Gashmus is obvious. That we have to teach our children and our grandchildren. The Mamad Hasina is so important, says the Ramban. Why? Because that teaches us that even we live in a Gashmistic world, we're still a Rochnias. It might look Gashmias, it might make us optical illusion that we think we're in Gashmias, but the truth is it's Rochnias. That's what the Pusik says. Be very careful to remember, although we're living in the Gashmias in your world, we should realize that we're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Meile, now we understand why the Shtayer Lechem was brought Dafke on the Shviyas. Dafke! Jetzt haben wir uns da etwas mehr besteuert, Schreichu. Jetzt haben wir uns am Ballen. Wir denken, jetzt haben wir es Gaspiers. Natürlich ist es ohne Millionen, aber jetzt haben wir uns mit uns verachten jetzt. Aber Paul der Bank muss jetzt die Gemüse besteuern, Schreichu. Wir haben jetzt einen Tag, wir haben jetzt so ein Rar. Der Pünktchen denkt eben, das Gaspiers, die Kischen, Feelings, Ohne Gast müsste ich gerne hier sein, er hat mich selbst. Und außer alle Wind kaputt gesprochen. Das war ein Mann, jön, machen, teuren. Wir bringen die Steine Lechem vom Chummes. Kannst du was weißt du, weißt du, wenn ich Steine Lechem auf Chummes, anyway, jetzt ist ja zu haben. Das ist ein Kind, das ist schwierig. Anpeißig, wie eine Woche ist, wie noch nie Chummes. Und morgens, wir haben das schwierige Säume. Das ist ein Weg, so preparation, die machen Mama da Sina. Mama da Sina, wir taken die Chummes. Aber wir bringen die Chummes nicht besser mit nicht. That was the tenets of the Zohar. Zohar says, it's brought on the Mizbaich. It wasn't brought on the Mizbaich. Tenets is every Korban, every Mincha, has to have a Kemitza, take out the Kemitza, put on the Mizbaich. To be able, the Mincha, to be a holy Mincha, has to be sacrificed on the Mizbaich. But here, since it's the Achila of a person is also Mizbaich, that's the Kiddush. Even Achila of a Koyim, when he eats, that's itself is Mizbaich, that's the Kiddush. Normally we think Mizbaich has to be the Mizbaich, but the Gashpias to the food, there's only Gashpias. No, on Shavuos, there's no meat thing that Shtayin Echem put on the Mizbaich. When the Koyan eats the Shtayin Echem, the Achila of the Koyan is the same like the Mizbaich as the Chiddush, even the Achila Gashpias can be Rochnias. So that's why it wasn't meat necessary to put the Shtayin Echem on the Mizbaich. The Achila of the Koyan was not like the Mizbaich, because it's Zoya, it was both on the Mizbaich, which Mizbaich? The Achila of the Koyan. The Achila Gashpias. Das ist die gewaltige Chilisch auf Mama der Sina. Ich höre die gewaltige Wort. Ich sehe, wir bringen Korben für die Eibischte. Das ist ein Clou. Ich habe schon ein Gefühl, Hirsch sagt die gewaltige Wort. Wir bringen Korben für die Eibischte. Korben ist auch two translations. Wir können sagen, Korben kann mean a sacrifice, kann mean an offering. How do we translate it in Chayde Korban, school in Chayde Korban? A sacrifice or offering? Depends which Rebbe, right? The Pshamsh Afulhir says that the true translation of a Korban is not a sacrifice. It's an offering of the Chiddush. A person thinks, I sacrifice myself. But ever since I'm living in this world, I can have all the pleasures. Since I'm a Yid, after I sacrifice my life, I can't go holiday in this place. I can't eat that, I can't go to this place to eat out of this hotel or this kretschmer. Why can I eat? So although there's a life, there's a gashmias. I would enjoy the life to have all the pleasures, but I have to sacrifice myself. So who can you tell you? The truth is, on Shavuos, the Gemara says, kill alma moide de beginen am lechem. Says Rashi, Pashtun, Tzuchim, Tachsama, Chesam, and Mais. To show that we enjoy the Gashmias of Torah. It's not only Barachtias. We realize the whole Gashmias, the Gashmias in the world, the way the Goyim interpret it, that's the false Gashmias. It's not real Gashmias. It's a Dinyan. The true Gashmias is where the Gashmias is used for the Torah. The true Gashmias is where the Gashmias is used on the way the Torah teaches us. So that's what we eat and we drink. And Kilam Amoyim, Batseh, Binam Lechem. Why? Because it teaches that the Gashmias, the true Gashmias is Torah. So as a korban is not a sacrifice, it's an offering. We realize that we're mekarta kodesh bruchi. We bring the gashmias for kodesh bruchi, but we sacrifice ourselves to not do the pleasures of the gashmias thing away, which is not permitted. We do it in a real way, the Torah thing away. It's not a sacrifice, it's an offering. And the Gemara writes, where do we make a zeichet b'shtei aleichem on shvius? The Gemara, that's we eat milchis. Because milchis, if you have a cedar of milky, you have not to use the same bread that you have for milk, for the wheat cedar. That's why on our table, that's like a mizbayach, says the rule. On the table when we eat, which is like a mizbayach, first we eat milky, we have bread for the milky cedar, and we can't have the same bread for the wheat cedar, we have two bread. So on our table, which is the mizbayach, we make a zayach b'shtei aleichem. That was gewaltig. It's not a stammer muschel. The Shtayin Lechem was eaten by the Kahan. I have to have a kemitza. I said, no. The Achila of the Kahan is like a Mizbaya. It's an Achila. So where do we make the Zeich of Shtayin Lechem? On our yonder table. It's like a Mizbaya. There we make a Zeich of Shtayin Lechem. Why? Because the whole Shtayin Lechem teaches furnace, the old table, is a mizbayach. There's no need to put the kibitz on the mizbayach in the old plate. We can make the mizbayach of our agile horse. So the name Shvius is a gewaltige simcha. Shvius is mashlem not only berochnius, but auch begashnius. A person should realize that the whole gashnius is together with the rochnius. It's a harmony. And the whole bria gashnius is up with the rochnius, the Eibishter helfen. But the gezeuch is like the bruche, the heilige rishne. She was going to have a pool of the toilet, she was like a chippa, with both ratunim. Which ratunim? All the chlorum be mean of the rochnias, the smile of the chlorum.